Shalom. This is the Easy Introduction to the Rambam Mishneh Torah, Season 1, Episode 11. We're going to be starting with Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hei, Halacha Hei. We've been discussing the mitzvos of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, of sanctifying God's name and desecrating God's name. Those are the two mitzvos we've been dealing with, and mostly centered around, which we're going to continue today, a situation where a Gentile forces a Jew, puts a gun to a Jew's head or says he's going to kill the Jew unless the Jew violates a mitzvah of the Torah. Those are the general cases that we've been discussing, and discussing when one is obligated to violate the Torah, and when one in that situation, and when one is obligated to die instead of violating a mitzvah of the Torah. So those are the situations that we're dealing with, and it pays to listen to episode 10 before listening to this episode, because they flow one into the other, and a lot of the principles that we're going to need for this episode are only known, are only spelled out in the last episode, in Halachos Aleph through Dalet. Okay, so we're going to be starting Halacha Hey. Halacha Hey says as follows: Nashim shamru lahem ol dekochavim, tnu lanu achas michen, v'nitma osa, v'imlav nitma as kulchan. So the Rabbam explains a horrible, this is actually from a Tosefta, but explains a horrible case, a horrible situation, where Gentiles surround a bunch of Jewish women and say, give us one Jewish woman that we can rape. And if you don't give us one Jewish woman that you can rape, then we're going to rape everybody. So the Jews are placed in this horrible situation where they have to decide whether they're going to allow everybody to be raped, or they're going to allow one woman to be raped. So the halacha is yitmu kulan va'yimsiru lehem nefesh achas miYisrael. So the halacha actually is that we say that all of them should be raped. We don't hand over one person to be raped. We don't allow one person to be raped, even though that same person obviously will be raped among everybody else. We don't hand them over. V'chein, the Rambam extends the situation. Im amru lehem ode kochavim, tenu lanu echad michem v'nehargenu, v'im lav nehargu chulchem, yargu kulam v'ayim suru lehem nefesh achas miYisrael. So the same situation would be if somebody is, if the Jewish community is surrounded, and they say, hand us one Jew, and we'll kill that one Jew. And if you don't hand us that one Jew to be killed over, as they pick a random person, they don't pick a person, they just say, give us a Jew for us to kill. They say, give us a Jew, and if you don't give us one Jew, we'll kill all of you. We'll kill all the Jews, and obviously including, right, the one person that would have been chosen. So it doesn't make a difference in that situation as well. The community has to hand all of themselves over to die, right? And then, because they're not allowed to hand one person over to save everybody. That's the halacha. But the Rambam qualifies it, and he says as follows: V'im yechdu lehem v'amru tnu lanu ploni o naragas kochem. Right. So now let's say the situation is a little different. They're not saying hand us over one random person, but rather what they say is hand us this specific person. They name somebody. They say hand us this one specific person, and if you hand us this one person, we won't harm everybody. But if you don't hand us this one person, then what we're going to do is we're going to kill everyone. So that's a bit of a different situation. They've specified one specific Jew among the town. So the halacha is that if im yachdu lam v'amru l'tan l'ploni o neragas kolchem im hu v'hayim mechayev misa kesheva v'mbechri yitnu oso lahem v'ein morin lahem kein l'chadchila. So the Rambam says, in that situation, if the person was chayev misa anyway, right? Let's say the person was slated to be executed. They did some dastardly act that had the person, in any case, he would have been executed by the courts. Then you're actually allowed to hand that one person over. If he wasn't slated to be executed by the courts, then no. But we don't teach this. We don't teach this halacha ahead of time. In other words, it's only once the situation has already been delineated. And the Ram goes back and says, but if not, if the person that they specify wasn't executed, wasn't up for execution. In other words, there was no death, death warrant out for him. So then, in that case, you can't hand him over, and everybody must die, and you can't kill this one individual. You can't hand this one individual over. Okay, on to Halacha Vav. This is Hilchos Yisrei Torah, Perek Hei Halacha Vav. Kinyan Shamru Ba'onsin, Kach Amru B'Chalayim. Okay, so just as we've been talking about the halachos of Kiddush and Chil Hashem and all the various situations in Halachos Aleph through Hey about whether or not we allow a person to die instead of violating the Torah, or the other way, we allow somebody to violate the mitzvahs instead of having them die, depending on which way you look at it. So the same thing, the same way that's true of when a person has a gun to their head and they're about to be executed if they don't violate the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the same thing is true of illness. What does that mean that it's true in the situation of illness? Ketzad, so says the Rambam. Mi shechala v'nata lamos v'amru arofim shurufasal v'davar ploni mi isurin shabbatorah osin u'misrapim b'chol isurin shabbatorah b'makom sakana. So the Rambam says, he's going to qualify this, but he says that let's say a person is sick, and the doctors say the only way that he can have a refuah shleima, the only way that he could actually get better is if he violates one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Imagine there's some sort of medicine that's created out of basar v'chalav, out of meat and milk being cooked together. And doctors say, listen, I'm sorry that the only way that we're going to be able to save this person's life is if we go ahead and feed him something that's treif, something that's not kosher. So then you might say, well, no, so you can't have something that's not kosher. Says the Rambam, no. In that case, it would be a Kiddush Hashem, under the mitzvahs of Kiddush Hashem, where life takes precedence, right? Chai b'hem v'lo shiyamas b'hem. We live by the mitzvahs of the Torah. We don't die by the mitzvahs of the Torah. So in that case, you would have to violate the Torah, and you'd have to eat the treifus, right? That's you'd have to violate the Torah. But that's true of 610 mitzvahs. But now the Rambam qualifies it. He says, "Chutz mi'avodas kochavim gil arayis v'shichas damim." Except unless the doctor is prescribing, he says, "Listen, the only way you can save a life is if you worship avodah zarah, or you murder somebody, or you violate one of the sexual sins. That's the only way." But in that case, you would have to die, and you would not be able to take the medicine. Shafil b'makom sakana in misrapim behem. So there we say, right, that even in a case of danger, right? So even in a case of danger, we don't get healed by way of violating one of the three cardinal sins. Now, let's say, by the way, just to give an example, because it seems far fetched, then examples of where that could happen. Imagine a situation where you need an organ transplant, and if you don't have an organ transplant, you're going to die. And some seedy character walks into your room and says, listen, we can get you an organ, a new heart, we can get you. And you know the only way they're getting that new heart is by killing somebody else. So you might say, listen, I got to do what I have to do to save my life, says the halacha. No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go ahead and save your life by way of taking somebody else's life. And then you'll say, wait a minute, hold on a second. Where could there ever be a situation where through sexual violation, I'll be able to save my life? The Gemara talks about a case. I'm not sure if the Rambam is going to bring it up or not, but the Gemara talks about a case where a doctor says the person's so lovesick over a girl that it's affecting his mental health, and that's having deteriorating effect on his physical health. So he says if he just sleeps with the girl, so then he'll get better. So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to do that. That's forbidden. We don't make Benos Yisrael, we don't make the Jewish women hefker, we say. We don't make them ownerless. And they're able to just be used for people's pleasure, even to heal them. And lastly, let's say talk about a case of how could it ever be idolatry. So there's certain medicines that could be made that, let's say, they're offered to a god before they're manufactured. The ingredients of that would not be allowed either. Okay, so the Rambam goes on and he says, Now, let's say a person does take the medicine. The death fear scared him. The doctor says, the only way you can live. And the person says, okay, I know that it's against the halacha, but I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm going to save my life because I don't want to die. So let's say he does that. What's the case? Let's wrap it. Onshino, so based in onish aroi lo. So based in does give him a punishment, whatever punishment is worthy of that he deserves for doing that. If he did a riot, if he did avodah zara, or he killed somebody, so then he gets the punishment. That's different than what we learned about onsen, about when a person puts a gun to your head and then says violate the Torah, and you go ahead and violate the Torah even though you shouldn't have. Right, so there we said Beis Din doesn't kill you, because there we said you're honest, it's against your will. Here we're saying that no, here you're making a choice, which is fascinating if you think about it, because what the Rambam is saying is that when faced with illness and you have a choice of you have a choice of whether or not you should survive by violating one of the three cardinal mitzvahs to take your medicine. So there we say that the Rambam says that's not anus. He doesn't consider that a case of anus against your will, which is fascinating. Okay, that is Halacha Zayin. So now we are on Hilchos Yesodei Torah, Perek Hey, Halacha Ches. B'mei Dvarim Amurim, She'em Esrapim B'Shari Surin, El B'Mokom Sakano. Right, so the Rambam qualifies the above Halacha, and he says, when does this apply that we don't heal somebody with the other 610 mitzvahs, right? Unless it's a makom sakana, but zman shein derech hanasan can go in shemua shemachlan esachola shkatzim v'ratzon or chametz v'pesach or shemachlan also b'yom kippur, right? So that's only talking about where the person is going to gain actual benefit from it. In other words, let's say the person eats a chametz on Pesach, right? Or rodents. I guess some people enjoy that. So he says, so that's when that applies, when the person gets enough from it, right? Or if he eats on Yom Kippur. Aval shaloba derech hanasan can go on shonosan la retia o melugma me chametz o meorla o shemashkin oso dvarim sheish behen mar murav im yisurei machal shari ein behem hana l'chayech harizem mutter afil shaloba makom sakana. So says the Rambam that when normally, in a normal case, okay, here's what the Rambam is saying, in a normal case where you want to get, where the prescription to get healed violates one of the 610 mitzvos, so then it's only in a makom sakana that you're allowed to do it. Meaning, if I have a headache and the only medicine that I can take is medicine that's a basar v'chal, a literal cheeseburger. Doctor says, eat a cheeseburger. So then I'm going to eat the cheeseburger and my headache's going to go away. Now the headache is not a makom sakana, right? So the fact that the cheeseburger is going to give me pleasure and it's not a makom sakana means that I cannot eat the cheeseburger. But if it's a pill and it's not a makom sakana and I don't get any pleasure out of the pill, then I'd be allowed to take the basar v'challah, the meat and milk pill. That would be okay. So in order to violate one of the 610 mitzvahs as a prescription, right? If it's makom sakana, if it's danger, like I could die, it's makom sakana. So then in that case, I'm allowed to violate the Torah. It doesn't make a difference on this, again, 610 mitzvahs. It doesn't make a difference if I'm going to enjoy or not enjoy the doctor's prescription. And that doesn't matter if it's makom sakana, and it's one of the 610 mitzvahs. But if it's one of the 610 mitzvahs, and it's not a makom sakana, I'm not in danger, my life is not in danger, so in that situation, so because it's not makom sakana, I'm not going to, and I'm going to enjoy it, so then I'm not allowed to take it. If I'm not going to enjoy it, and it's not makom sakana, I can still take it. Okay, I gave a bad example. Except in the case of something where I mixed agricultural products. I mixed, let's say, an apple and an orange together, or a meat and milk together. That's forbidden. Those two cases, where I mixed things together, or basar v'chalav, right? So those things are forbidden no matter what, even if I'm not going to enjoy it. So even if they make a pill out of basar v'chalav, I can't take it, right? That would not be allowed. So therefore, the only time I'd be able to take medicine made out of basar v'chalav, and it's made out of basar v'chalav or mixed agricultural products, right? The only way, it's a pill. It's not something that I'm going to enjoy. The only time I'm able to have it is a makom sakana, is dangerous. But if it's not a dangerous area, so my life isn't in danger, I just have a headache, I can't take medicine made out of basar v'chalav or mixed agricultural products. Okay. Now the round goes to that case that we discussed of somebody who sees a girl, and he's lovesick over this girl, and the doctor says for his physical health, his mental health has to be okay, he must sleep with this girl. So let's see the Rambam's example. This is Halacha Tes. So this is Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Parakei Halacha Tes, and the Rambam says as follows. Misha Nasan Einav Beisha. So somebody who just becomes infatuated with a woman, V'chala, V'natalamus, and it's got so bad, he's so lovesick, that he's going to die. Vamra rofim ein lo refua ad shetavol, right? Tash shetavolol, right? So the doctors say, listen, this guy's not going to get better. He's not going to get better unless he's intimate with this girl, right? That's right. So that's the case. Yomus val tevololol, right? So the Rambam says that he's got to die and he's not allowed to be intimate with her. That's not allowed. Afil haisa pnuya. Right, so even if she's a single girl, not only is she single, but even if he just wants to talk to her, the Gemara sets up a case, the Rambam quotes here, where he just wants to sit on the other side of the fence, he's not even going to see her, just have a conversation with her, that itself is not allowed even to save his life. Because we don't allow, we say that he can't even, on the other side of the fence, he can't even talk to her, right? Again, which is not an issur in the Torah. So why now are we saying that something that's not even a violation of the Torah, he's not allowed to do in order to save his life? For the answer is because we don't, says the Rambam, we don't allow, like we quoted before, we don't allow our Jewish women to become just hefker. We don't allow them to just be allowed to be violated for somebody else's essentially here, even though it's saving his life, but somebody else's refuah, for somebody else's healing. That we don't allow. But the Rambam, so you might say, well, hold on a second, come on, give me a break. Let this girl, she's not, I mean, it's not like we're putting her hefker. She's going to stand on one side of the fence. He's going to be on the other side of the fence. He's never going to see her face. And she's just going to have a conversation with him. Is that really putting Benos Yisrael, putting the Jewish woman as hefker in front of the world? Really, is that it? So the Rambam says, So the Rambam says that, no, it's not that we think that the act itself of talking on the other side of the fence is so bad. That's obviously not the worst thing in the world. What is the worst thing in the world, though, is that this is going to lead to a situation and an attitude where Arayos is, where violating sexual sin is just, is okay. It's opening up a door to allowing Arias to be okay, and that itself is a huge problem. That's the issue. So once that becomes allowed, once we allow the Jewish women for sure to be slept with to save somebody, but also to even just to put them on the other side of the fence, once we allow that, that becomes a massive problem because Arias, who knows what's going to happen next? That's the answer. So, that's the end of Halacha Tes, and that's going to be the end of this episode. We're going to next B'li Neder start on Halacha Yud, and continue with the mitzvahs of Kiddush and Chil Hashem. There's two more halachos to this parak. Okay, hope you'll tune in next time.